What is the Ethan Hawke of Nandrolone? That's when I knew there was some great parting culturally between me and that particular vein of thinking, was an inordinate fascination with Ethan Hawke. I'm like, I actually can't see Ethan Hawke. I'm like a T-Rex. If Ethan Hawke is there, I have a blindness to him. Ethan Hawke would be my dinosaur hunter if I were a T-Rex, because he's invisible. I can't think of a less consequential actor.
Spencer, you're saying you do not have Hawkeye.
Wow.
Kind of like Infinity War. There's no Hawkeye.
There's no Hawkeye. Notice, it's a pretty good movie. You might want to think about why.
Based on one key metric.
based on the key metric of what do we have? The Hulk, awesome. Thor, badass. Scarlet Witch, awesome. What do we not have? We don't have Captain Cabela's. We don't have the guy who's basically the coolest guy at Cabela's. Not to say that like the coolest guy at Cabela's isn't quite an achievement in your life, but not what I want to watch in a movie about superheroes.
Bad Bunny has entered the Royal Rumble.
Thank you. There'll America be important updates here.
America has peaked. He has exited the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast.
Kind of lost.
You are listening.
Kind of just sort of didn't really have. That's fine.
Do you want to try it?
No, I just like.
Do you want to put these? No, you want to put these boots on?
A challenger.
Huh? Yeah. No.
Well.
All right.
Oh, do you want the 24?
It is.
All right. Here we go.
Do you want the 24/7 belt?
Wait. What if he loves?
Welcome.
Wow.
Look at the levels on that. What if you started at the same time and we see who has more breath control?
Who can go longer? We can
try that. Ready? Who can go longer? Go hold it longer.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
The harmony.
Fuck. Not anymore, but
Ryan, you ain't gonna try that shit again.
No,
that was actually quieter in my headphones than out of it.
I just,
the harmony was only very nice, though.
For the record,
it was like being at an air show.
This is why I'm critical of Spencer, because I know what he's capable of.
Yeah, you did the thing where like, oh no, I only picked against your team to motivate you.
Did it work?
It did.
It was incredible.
That's why I'm the greatest coach in college football.
I decided about a nanosecond before we did that I was going to die rather than lose.
That's motivation.
Diamond hands.
I was going to hold $1,000 a share. No, Ryan Nanny going for 30 seconds. I'm going for 31.
We're
going
to bankrupt Ryan Nanny.
Think about what an explanation. Hey, Holly has to go into the room. Hey, guys. So your dad just died. But he died doing something he loves.
It was awesome. That man hollered so long that he made Ryan sick.
They would buy that. It's like, oh, it was awesome? Okay.
He died doing what he loved, being a podcast asshole.
that would be the Royal Rumble, where the last person who comes in is invisible me, and I have to fight me at the end of the match, right?
Shadow Spencer.
Yeah, Shadow. Yeah, Dark Link Spencer.
Yeah,
exactly. I have to Stone Cold stun myself in order to win the match. Yeah. We actually currently, by the
so
way,
so many
Jason,
people have already turned off this podcast after that.
Yeah,
by the
that's
way.
Good. No, they're good. Listen, that hooked them. They're in. There needs to be a dividing line between people who get this and don't. And me yelling the word welcome for well over 20 seconds, that is a dividing line.
That's when we discarded the paper hands.
Yeah, that's when we discarded the paper hands. They shriveled. They washed up, okay? Only diamond hands in this podcast. Diamond hands only.
Other podcasts are like, hey, tell your friends, subscribe, leave a review. And we're like, you will be proved. You must be proven. Enter the testing grounds. See if warn you have what friend. It takes.
This podcast, we say, challenge your friends.
Only after surmounting the 16 challenges of the full cast may you download.
How long can your friends last?
I hope somebody got pulled over by the cops, by the way, with this claim and forgot to turn it down.
If this happened to you, and please don't rewind and try to make it happen to you. No. It has to happen naturally. But if this happened to you, please let
us know the worst thing that happened, the stupidest thing that we just caused.
Cop just emptying the full clip into the radio, right? Into the stereo. Why'd you do that?
What if the cop joined in?
Yeah.
The cop said, ooh. Hey, I know this one.
I hope that got him out of a ticket, right? Like, he probably actually wrote him two, right? Like, hey, you're going to let me off now? And he's like, nope, giving you two.
Absolutely not.
Why are you going so fast? Because Satan lives in my radio.
He's called the Shutdown Fullcast. And I can't turn him down, just like the real Satan. I really love, by the way, the progression that we have as a podcast, which is, no, you never go to sleep before the Hawaii game. You stay up the whole time. The entire culture has attuned itself to our frequencies, right? What are you going to do? Are you going to make a sensible investment? No. What are you going to do? I'm going to oppo a short on GameStop stock. When are you going to sell it? And when it's like at $200? No. $400? No. $1,000? Diamond hands. No. I'm going to wait till it's $10 million a share. And then I'm cashing out. And only then.
I have set my my sell limit on my last share at $666. I want it. I want the meme.
Oh,
I want the meme number.
Where is our stonk? Jason, you missed our stonks episode, but you are bought in, correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm still in. Still in.
Oh, good.
That's still cool. In. Diamond
hands,
Jason.
Two hands holding. One hand because I sold all but one. But two. Diamond hands on this last share.
I, too, still have ass stonk.
Michael, I don't know if you've been following or if you follow him, but Michael Ryan Ruiz, who's part of the Levitard Hive.
To the moon!
He's gone completely insane. Last week, Michael Ryan Ruiz, who to that point had been like a chipper occasionally, like you know, a pretty enthusiastic, fun presence on Twitter. Last week, he's just like, yeah, we're going in. GameStop, AMC, Dogecoin. We're all going in on Dogecoin.
Is that how you pronounce? Oh, okay.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, that's... We're all excited here.
He just went, like, super hard on, like, the crypto, you know, moon life. And I couldn't be happier.
When people you say more like that, it sounds awesome.
Here is a tweet from him that I think best exemplifies it. Only hitting moonshots. Call me Doge Canseco.
Yep. That is definitely emblematic of something.
What's my investment strategy? All on 36 red.
Yep.
36 red. It's happening. That's full cast life, baby. I think we've been on this from the start.
Full cast is life.
Full cast is life.
If you're saying full cast is an ill-advised investment that's likely to hurt more people than it helps, yes, I agree with you.
Full cast is life. Danny Rojas.
If you're saying there's no economic case why the full cast should still be alive at this point, yes, I agree with you.
If you're saying many, many people bet against it, and that is why they failed.
Yeah.
Which, to all my diamond hands out there, hold on to it now.
Make them hurt.
Make them hurt. Download it 4 times. I don't know how.
Delete it. Delete your phone. Buy a new phone with your GameStop winnings and re-download it on that phone.
What I need you to do is buy 20 phones. I need you to download the Fullcast on all of them, play them out loud, dump the whole thing in a sack at a bus stop.
Play 200 phones, each playing the welcome thing at once. That's 400 welcomes at once.
Open a hole in space-time, go back in time, invest more money in GameStop.
More money in GameStop. Mm-hmm. And spend half of it on new, more, even more phones.
Fake your death. but not mm-hmm. before leaving a favorable review on iTunes. In your new identity,
leave another favorable review after yep. your death. Ghost review.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ghost review. Then, as the new person and the identity you've assumed, become a millionaire. No, become a billionaire. Get those diamond hands. Get your moonshots, okay?
Become a billionaire and then short the full cast so that people can bet on the full cast. Sacrifice yourself for the full cast.
Hey, good news. I'm getting this from Twitter, admittedly. The mayor of Knox County is in the Royal Rumble.
That's right. He, I believe he holds the record for most people eliminated.
Is he wearing a mask?
Career. This is the rare opportunity, occasion where he is indeed wearing a mask.
Mm. Yeah.
Just ask him. Never figured you for a quitter, Kane.
Yeah. Apparently, Kane's all in on the Democrat conspiracy. Joe Biden's America. Even Kane wears a mask.
Hate it here.
That's, you know, Knoxville wins and Knoxville loses tonight since Bianca Belair took the women's title, who was outstanding, by the way.
Tennessee is undefeated in regulation because this was supposed to go until 10 o'clock Eastern. Bianca Belair won the Royal Rumble, so anything that happens after 10 o'clock does not count.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate the support.
Mm-hmm. I'll also state that...
no thank you to Spencer.
So you know what? Big night for Georgia Tech because Roman Reigns managed to win. Much like Georgia Tech's only recent national title.
Man from Pensacola who went to college in Atlanta used a golf cart as a weapon. Who could have seen that coming?
Imagine if you were a Georgia grad and you got hit by a golf cart. You'd be like, ah, the betrayal!
Hoist on my own dang petard!
All that I loved running me down!
Et tu, golf cart brute!
Oh, this is like the time Jeff Foxworthy roasted me in the second row. The blue collar comedy to a turn on me.
That's an honor. That's how you ascend to Georgia Valhalla.
It hurt,
though.
I have
been chosen.
It hurt because Foxworthy went to Tech. Yeah. They'd know that. They'd be like, Tech got one over on me.
Oh, but he's so right. He's right, though. I hate him, but God damn it, do I not respect him.
What betrayal? Slamming a Canadian with a golf cart. The dream. The American dream.
America's back.
We call that Georgia Luge.
That's how we're delivering vaccines. What are you doing? Take the hypodermic, strap it to the front of a golf cart. I hit you with it.
Like jousting. Hypodermic jousting.
It's got to hurt.
Oh. Can we create a pro jousting league that's like in the vein of wrestling? Oh, sure. Wait, I just invented like competitive traveling Ren Faire.
I was going to say, you invented, medieval times.
I don't hate it.
There's money in that, I think. Mm. It's more expensive to go to medieval times than you think it is.
It has to be. Where the fuck are you supposed to house all those horses?
I assume the horses are just like found.
It's got to be like a high overhead.
What,
it's,
like
it's $64 for an adult?
Like vagrant horses?
Yeah.
Huh. They make those?
I've been in Orlando a lot more than we have.
I would think that in Orlando, given some of the vacancy issues they've had, the horses could probably just go to the Sleep Inn, right?
Sure.
Comfort Inn, maybe the Clarion. If they're like, if you fit a good horse, we'll take you to the Clarion.
Are you telling me there's no horse in the state of Florida that got signed up for a subprime mortgage?
No.
You confident? Okay.
Not confident at all.
There are horses in Orlando that are homeowners. They are way behind on their payments because they can't use a computer and pay for their mortgage.
Buddy, if I wanted an underwater horse, I'd call a Treyu.
It's too soon. Too soon.
Yeah, it is.
Ryan, did you go to the Ren Faire recently or something?
No.
You were just in the market?
No, you should know that my extremely quarantined lifestyle will not be broken because I'll say, hey, you know what? Let's Ren Faire this bitch. No, that will not be my triumphant return to society.
That is, however, going to be the episode title.
Yeah.
Ryan, have you been to a Ren Faire? And if so, when was the last time?
I think I went once when I was like maybe 10, because like a family friend was watching us for the Saturday and was like, oh, let's go take the kids to this. They'll think that shit is fun. But I cannot recall ever being, ever attending any other Ren fairs. Ren's fair? Ren's fair.
Mm. Okay. Holly?
Renaissance's fair.
Have you been to a Ren fair?
I believe we have talked about this previously on the Shutdown Fullcast. Renaissance Fair in Los Angeles is a thing. It takes over an entire state park. It is not for children.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this came up on the show before because me and my traveling crew, most of whom are friends of the program, drank a shit ton of mead and passed out on a riverbank.
That is medieval as hell.
It was 2016 and we were covering an election. So, yeah. Got a flower crown.
All sounds authentic. This all sounds true to the
true to the time
of the experience.
I'm a big boobed nerd girl. Of course I've been to a fucking Renaissance fair. That's what you call a target rich environment for someone of my silhouette.
Mm.
Spencer, have you been to a Ren fair? No, let me ask a different question. Spencer, have you worked at a Ren fair?
Fair question.
Very good question. No. But I've not worked at a Ren fair.
Because it like brought back bad memories of like, medieval
now he's
times.
He's been banned from the life.
I was going to say, he said that in a way that suggests there was an application and maybe an interview, but not a hiring.
Brian, I've left that life behind me. Don't bring it up again.
You know, I think you should keep your passion divorced from the money, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I didn't want to get paid for the things that I truly
you don't
want
to corrupt it. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So I no, somehow I've never worked at a Ren fair. I have been to a Ren fair. You ask why did I go? Because it was a target rich environment for me.
God, boy.
That's why I went. So yeah. That's why I went in high school. To a Ren fair, because
we're just pointing at each other doing the Spider-Man meme right now. You can't see it.
Yeah, and you know, inevitably you go and go, I'm gonna go to the Ren fair. I think I'm going to pick up a Ren fair chick. You know what you end up picking up? A turkey leg.
I was gonna say three Ren fair chicks.
Turkey leg
and a turkey leg.
Yeah.
Suit yourself.
This turkey leg loves me. It doth love me. Sorry. Yeah, it was a Tennessee Ren fair too, so I'm telling you, front for meth. Absolute front for drug dealing. That was what the entire thing was.
I have a really annoying question. Why do they call it a Ren fair when like the period of time it's depicting is not the Renaissance?
Oh my Christ.
I said it was an annoying question.
No, you were right. You were absolutely right.
I think because med fair suggests like That makes the whole drug sales thing Spencer's referring to overt med fair.
Right.
Do we want to... you're right, though, Ryan. They should have more poisonings.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, if it was a medieval fair, it would be like...
We should show up dressed like the Medici.
There should be more like papal murders.
Yeah.
This is a good sequel to our Kid Rock Vitruvian Man episode. Congratulations on that segue from week to week.
Would you like some plague?
I keep ruining the show.
No, this is fantastic. Why does everyone think I'm being sarcastic?
I just assume I'm ruining the show.
No, baby.
Would you like a slice of blackbird pie? Sure. Oh, God, that's horrifying. So would anybody like to hear a cheerful medieval tale?
No.
Yes, this is about a dungeon full of 100 children stolen by a nobleman who tortured them.
They stole a dungeon?
Med fair. What's this one? Yeah, you can send your kids across this lake. What are they going to go do? Well, they won't actually make it across the lake. It's a children's crusade simulator.
Come back next week for Inquisition Fair.
Woo!
Oh, Ryan. I'm thinking about the children's crusade musical from camp now.
I'm sorry. Did you have a children's crusade musical?
No, that definitely won't come up in the musical game later.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine. Absolutely nothing happened in the world of college football this week, which kind of grateful for. You wouldn't want to take the shine away from the Royal Rumble. Something I think most college football affiliated people would agree with. Sincerely, I say that. Like, hey, are we going to do anything this week? No. Royal Rumble's coming. We gotta keep our priorities in line.
That's why the Lions and Rams got that trade done just in time.
Man, what the fuck? Not you. I'm talking to the Lions and Rams.
What do you have? Not a solution. Yay. Neither party got a solution. That's what we wanted.
I mean, the Lions got a lot of stuff. That's always nice. It's always nice to have stuff.
Where are we going to put all this stuff? And also a Jared Goff. Jared Goff, by the way. I said Jared Goff. I was like, oh, man. Like, there's an entire rumor and an entire, like, sideline to this where they go, Jared Goff's pretty much, like, topped out at what he can do processing. When somebody says that, they're basically like, he's not a real bright quarterback. And I said this out loud, yet someone corrected me and said, Jared Goff got a massive contract after having like one good year. To which I said, Jared Goff is a very smart quarterback. And he has done everything he is supposed to do. And he is much more intelligent than I am. Period.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
No. You cannot disagree with that. Dude did it right. Matt Stafford, meanwhile. Okay, when Matt Stafford was in college, did you ever think, oh, crap, we have to play Matt Stafford this week?
Not a ton, but I think, to be, like, perfectly fair, I think that had to do more with, like, Mark Richt than Matt Stafford.
Yeah, but were you ever scared? Were you ever like, oh man, that guy, he's gonna cut us up?
No, Matt Stafford was very much like it felt. I haven't looked any of this up, but it felt like he was the king of like, wow, his stat line was great, and they lost by 12.
Mm-hmm. Kind of what he was at Georgia, and then when watching him play professional football, did one ever think, oh, I don't know, man, they got to play the Lions and Matt Stafford this week.
I gotta be honest. I got one Matt Stafford memory and one Matt Stafford memory only.
What's that?
Is it the one I have?
It is the one you have. The keg snuggle at Talladega.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's it. And I say snuggle because I know that he lifted a keg to great acclaim, but I also know that much like me at the Ren Fair, he was also photographed dead ass asleep in the middle of the day in the sun. Later on at Talladega, and I just kind of have portmanteaued those in my head to where he's like fallen asleep snuggling a keg. Please don't disabuse me of this.
I do wish that he had gone to the Bears instead, because if the Bears had run out and said, look at our history, we have Matt Stafford, Rex Grossman, Kyle Orton, Jay Cutler. It's like, man, you got a fucking, that's a drinking team you guys are rolling out there. Holy shit.
That's like a, it's like a old school movie or like a, it's not quite a Wild Hogs movie, but it's getting close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beer, like Beer Fest 2, the Talladega edition is what that is, right?
Here's my question.
Here comes the anchor leg. Kyle Orton!
When is Jared Goff going to go to Detroit?
Like as late as possible,
like that. That's what I'm asking. Like, it does. Would he say like, well, might as well just
May
like, get
wait till May.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
when is Matt Stafford going to go to the Rams?
Michigan's beautiful in the summer.
Sure.
Matt Stafford should go to LA now because this is the best time of year to be in Los Angeles.
Oh, 100%.
Well, at least in non-COVID times.
Is Matt Stafford going to go to L.A. and just kind of wander around like, oh, I've made a mistake.
Why?
I've done things wrong.
Why?
Like in delaying his arrival? Like
right,
not,
right.
Not
like
getting there a decade ago?
Yeah, he's going to touch down and be like, oh, I athleted wrong. I've done everything incorrectly.
Should have considered Arizona State, my man.
He also made a shitload of money, too, though. So, like,
he made a load of money.
He's fine.
But, like, I saw his house in Detroit, the one that he is selling, and I saw where he lived. And the chances are he's going to pull up in some condo in Malibu or in like Venice Beach or I don't know.
Oh, he's absolutely not going north of Manhattan Beach.
Yeah. Wherever he pulls up, he's going to be like, because Matt Stafford is from Texas. He went to school at Georgia. He's
actually going to live in San Diego, which is the Jacksonville of California, as we have previously determined.
Oh, this is a man who was already
took a helicopter to work.
This is a man who was already predisposed by I live near the beach.
I think in terms of Matthew Stafford making his way to L.A. to play football, it's always difficult to judge because teams are coming and going all the time. Like, say if he was like, I'm going to join the Raiders. Well, now he lives in Vegas, which I think that also fits Matt Stafford just fine. But it's difficult to time a jump to an NFL franchise in that specific town.
Hmm. What if the Lions move to L.A.? Huh? Come on.
Sure.
Then we can both be back. He and Jared, kings of the town.
The L.A. Lynx. I know there's already a Lynx. Don't at me.
Yeah. This was another question I had just based on this. Because you go, oh, man, the Lions have wasted so much talent. Because it's not entirely Matt Stafford's fault when you look at a franchise that had Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. And as far as I know.
Oh, not entirely.
Trust me. Jared Goff is about to learn how not Matt Stafford's fault it was.
It's super not entirely.
Like, if you're Jared Goff, do you just start filling out, like, LSATs now?
Yes.
Do you just, like, hey, what am I thinking about post-career? I should just start looking into some interests.
Leave while you still have your looks.
I think you try to get mono. Still get paid. Not a super serious disease.
What if you just have DNF sleepy? Did not play. Kind of sleepy.
DNF lines.
Freckles.
Just, you know, not feeling it. That would be the best thing to look on the injury report and to hear Troy Aikman say, yeah, Goff got up this week. Don't know if he's going to go. He's sleepy.
Oh, that's what it is. DNF slept funny. Just be like, I don't know, man. My neck has, ooh, ah.
Every time they say it, you got to cock your head about 45 degrees to the side. Ah.
Ugh. Ugh. Just driving here was misery, brother. Let me tell you. I don't think I should go out there.
I think you should put Chad Henne in. Lions signed him for $40 million a year after making one pass for the Chiefs.
Could you
as a backup?
Could you go with DNF DNS? Did not sleep.
Oh yeah, sure.
What was up, man? I was just up watching Attack on Titan all night. I couldn't sleep. It's crazy. I really also was thinking this though, that like, okay, the Lions are real bad. And we have free riders in the system. We have, like, in the pros, like, in college, we get some of this, too. There are now, thanks to TV, teams that don't have to try. Frankly, Vanderbilt's been one. Vanderbilt, for every dollar they get off a TV contract, the fraction paid out toward actually investing in football, it's low. Just look at the facilities. Look at who they've hired. They do not. They roll nickels around like hubcaps in Nashville, and they do not spend like other SEC programs based on the actual amount of money they're getting. And yet, they get the same amount of money off that TV contract as everybody else. It's not like they split it up any different. So, in the NFL, who are teams that are clear free riders? Who are just not even trying to put product out on the field? Just cashing a check. Because for a long time, and I think continuing to the present, that's the Chargers. Chargers?
No,
not...
I strongly disagree with that. I strongly disagree with that. Mm-hmm. No, the Chargers are the cautionary tale. The Chargers have tried so hard to be good.
The Chargers are the greatest argument against trying.
Yes. The Chargers are not coasting. The Chargers have worked so hard, drafted really well, like mostly hired well, tried to make good choices, and just had the worst fucking string of luck in the world. No, the Chargers are the opposite of the team you're talking about.
So who's not trying, if I'm wrong about the Chargers?
I think
this in completely.
This year was probably the first exception, but the Dolphins really just like have not. The Dolphins, no, absolutely not. for years.
Well, because the Dolphins had a player level diamond hand situation, right?
Yes.
Like, hey, we drafted you to suck. And they're like, hold! Never! We're never giving up, even though we should.
Yeah.
The Rams also have some stonk energy. Like, do we do the sensible thing? Do we draft 10 players per year?
No.
All in.
We're
not drafting until 2026.
The Broncos have major. What are we doing? Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? We're doing what? You need a check? All right, cool. Energy. Like
the Bears.
The Bears might be here.
I think the most phoning it in NFL team is the Washington football team.
Sure.
Because, I mean, ultimately it comes down to one guy's bad ideas. And, like, how hard can you try when you know you're going to be foiled no matter what? It was like a Jay Gruden quote recently where he's like, yeah, man, we did all our due diligence. We scouted all the guys. We'd be real excited to draft somebody. The coaches would give their input to the scouts. The GM would be there. And then Dan Snyder would roll in off his yacht and make the pick.
Dwayne Haskins, bye.
See you tomorrow.
That's Mr. Snyder's word.
My work here is done, but you didn't do anything.
Didn't I? Beams back to the
yacht. The Bengals definitely fit this mold too. Like, I get that they took Joe Burrow, but like the Bengals will only do something when they have no choice but to do something. Like if they thought they could have got away with just not showing up to the draft and letting somebody else take Joe Burrow and just show up like 3 hours later, like, sorry guys. Jeez. I was watching Ken Burns baseball and it was so mesmerizing.
It's like when you hear about somebody who's at death's door becoming a vegan. That's what the Bengals are. They only did it because it's their last choice. Like, I don't know. Guess it's just spirulina from here on out.
Nothing wrong with a little spirulina.
Otherwise, I'm dead. Fine, I'll take Joe Burrow if you make me. I think the Jets are here, and the Jets are here. Like, for all of this, Washington's foible center on somebody who is trying too hard. It's centering on somebody who thinks they have a great idea. No one in the Jets organization has any good ideas and doesn't even attempt to have them. They just have bad ones, and they're like, yeah, we should do this. Isn't it a terrible idea? I hate this franchise. Yes. We should totally do this terrible thing.
Yeah.
They're phoning it in.
Yeah. The Texans...
I think the Texans are going... The Texans are... I think they are trying to be bad, right? Like, there is effort here. It's the complete wrong direction because you couldn't be this disastrous on accident.
I think this is what it must have been like to be like one of the last Radio Shack managers doubling down and be like, if we stick to the corporate plan, Radio Shack will rise from the ashes.
Diamond Hand, Radio Shack.
These internet businesses are not long for this world. The customers trust us to have weirdly labeled batteries and none of the things they actually need. We're the Texans, goddammit!
The Texans also have the dim kid in charge of things. How much would it suck if you're in a rich family and it's, hey, you, older brother, you're in charge of the financial stuff. You... the daughter, we're putting you in charge of the oil. Yeah, the oil. You go do the oil. Cal, you. Yeah, go walk the cats. You go walk the cats and run the NFL franchise that gets a check no matter what it does.
We don't have cats. Better go find the cats, buddy. Oh, boy. Looks like you're behind already.
So, Dad, Deshaun Watson is unhappy. Question one. Who is Deshaun Watson? Question two, what does he do? Yeah, like that's where the Texans are at, you know? I like that my favorite model is the Bucks because being run by the Glazers for so long was basically this. They did the Marlins thing where they're like, we're good. We've stripped it bare.
Yeah.
We've sold everything off. We're going to be bad for a decade. And right at the point where they were about to flatline, they're like, spend money!
Tom Brady!
Tom Brady, get back in the boat! Get back in the boat! We're back! we're good again. We're definitely not using this as a shelter for the losses we're incurring on still not being able to pay for Manchester United 20 years ago. It's definitely not what we're doing. Like, who is that in college football? Who's just like coasting in a major conference? And besides the entire Pac-12.
Oh, man. So Randy Orton was one of the first two guys to come in the Royal Rumble, all right?
Uh-huh.
He Up came there. Seconds away from doing the strategy that I have called for in a blog post of leaving the ring, doing absolutely nothing for an hour, showing up and winning. He hit Edge with the move and everything, but then Edge threw him out. Edge won. Randy Orton nearly did the greatest Aww. Stupid wrestle of all time.
Kyle's brother almost got it.
Yeah.
Orton in with his signature move, the 12-pack.
Randy Orton, born in Knoxville. Didn't know that.
Knoxville's just...
He's billed as being from St. Louis. He's an SEC East man through and through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Billed. Oh, God.
Imagine, like, having an option and still claiming. Nope, it's St. Louis. Put me down for St. Louis, please.
Put me down for St. Louis, the half-empty city that's got an extremely dangerous kids' museum. I think in college football, Vandy's the one that I can think of where I'm like, yeah, you're... Because, like, Wake Forest is the Vandy of the ACC, and they're trying. Wake Forest tries real hard, and they manage stuff real well. So they at least try. Vandy, the administration does not try. They phone that business in. Like, the Big 12... Here's the thing about the Big 12 that's kind of sad. Nobody's figured out that they could just pick up a check. And the Big 10? That's... Illinois is basically there.
Oh, they got burnt. They got burnt.
Mm-hmm.
They got mm-hmm. burnt.
So Illinois is phoning it in. Hard. All the time.
You watch. He's gonna have one amazing season and just coast on that forever.
What is amazing at Illinois?
8 wins.
Amazing at what? Oh, okay.
8-6, 8-6 Rose Bowl season again.
Yep.
that's the thing. Like, I cannot believe. I really cannot believe. Like that. That's. I can't see him winning 8 games.
If he won 7 games, he would be the first coach since Ron Zook to do that.
That's where Illinois is at when you go, man, you know who looks good after all of these additional years of Illinois football since paying attention? As somebody writes about it, Ron Zook. Who looks better year in and year out? That's right, Rose Bowl participant Ron Zook.
Got that.
I mean, if Purdue can have a good year and Northwestern can somehow win the division every year, Illinois can rise up and have an 8-win year somewhere
and yet,
in the
and
next
yet.
Decade or
sure
two.
And yet, yeah, I don't know if anyone in the Big Ten outside of Illinois is really like hardcore phoning in. I don't know if anyone in the SEC outside of Vandy's really phoning it in.
Is Duke here on a football play in a football place? They might be, right? Like, I know it wasn't all that long ago, although it was kind of long ago, that they won the division. But they haven't, like, Duke football hasn't been a thing in years.
3 or 4 coming on that. Like, I love Cutcliffe. He's cool. I don't know how much support he's getting.
I mean, a good half the ACC is phoning it in at any point.
Fair.
Or
that's kind of the whole
like
brand.
Or like the ATT.
I don't know. That's my honest answer. Is that like, do I know if the ACC is trying real hard and they're at max Q, like they're at the total maximum capacity here, or are they phoning it in? I refuse to believe that there's some kind of sleeping giant under Boston College.
Boston College at least, like, Boston College is the kind of school where you can't just coast forever. They showed that. They got rid of the guy who did that and hired somebody who seems to be a better coach.
Or you can't just coach forever, because let's not remember how they got the first guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wordplay.
Or like Syracuse. I don't like that's about as good as Syracuse can be. I'm pretty sure they were, you know, like not far from what we're seeing as like typical 21st century Syracuse performance. I don't know if there's that much capacity to be good.
But is that like, so you're saying that's not coasting, that's recognizing, that's accepting reality and not mm-hmm. spending like a madman in spite of it.
Well, spending enough, right? So that you're going, okay, I don't feel like this is... What if you were the Bills, but you didn't pay people?
Sure.
That's Syracuse.
The Bills.
Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Bills any other year but this year. That's right. Syracuse. That's a hard, you know...
Get it?
That's... Get wow.
It. You did it. I didn't do it.
I'm so good.
I'm just pointing.
Sure. Yeah, where like, you're just like, our world revolves around Doug Marrone. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
As opposed to every SEC program where you go like, if you sort of had a factor in your head that you go, okay, I know every program is, if I look at every program and I say, I think you are trying this percent too hard. You are spending this percent too much above realistic expectations. How many SEC programs are redlined way over
South Carolina?
That line is orange, sir.
Yeah.
Wait, you're just saying that because Kevin Steele made $900,000 to work for 10 days or whatever.
You know what it did allow, though? Finesse! Finesse!
I think the SEC, it's literally almost all of them that are all trying way too hard. And I mean, Bama's trying too hard.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Need to focus a little less on Macklin and a little more on tackling, boys.
Yeah, like, as a percentage.
I'm sorry, I've been watching Ted Lasso again.
Like, the full percentage, like, if you look at the full athletic budget as a portion of overall expenditures, at Alabama, it is so far above everyone else's. And that's both because Alabama is not actually that large a university and because they spend a disproportionate amount of money on football. Like, as a percentage of total, it is nuts how much Alabama spends on football. It's not that much more than, say, what Texas or Ohio State spends. But Ohio State and Texas both, as a factor, as, like, entities, are so much bigger than little old University of Alabama just by endowment and by like student body size. It's nuts. Like every SEC.
You sound like Dabo. Oh, little old Bama.
And just little old Bama.
Just little old Bama over there.
Clemson's right there too. Like Clemson's there in terms of like disproportionately large spending. The one thing you cannot accuse Clemson of is not trying hard enough, because they were trying way too hard.
I think we should get more slanderous with this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like,
I
think
I appreciate, you know.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I agree.
I am loving where this is going.
I appreciate the thoughtfulness, but also like, let's like, I don't know. Just say Miami's not trying hard enough. Just say it. Doesn't that feel good? Miami's not trying hard enough to be a good football team because they don't care. Look at that. Look what I just said.
I think it's because they don't have any noteworthy moments in their history, and they don't have enough of a history to stand
correct.
On. That's probably the problem.
Yep.
I think
their history is losing to Wisconsin in bowl games.
That's all I remember. Miami wasn't good enough in the 80s to be good now. You need a stable, successful base, right?
Yeah.
So.
I like the notion, by the way, that when you say you're not trying hard enough, what does one mean by that at Miami?
Miami wasn't willing to give Larry Coker what he needed to succeed. Let's just say it. If I really wanted to make Miami fans mad, I would use the same sentence but change it to Al Golden. Al Golden was not given the tools to succeed at the University of Miami.
Randy Shannon
told
just needed
you
more
not
time.
To store Al Golden in direct sunlight, and look what happened.
That's right.
He's like half melted now.
He needs indirect sunlight and a lot of water.
He produces his own water.
No, there's
based,
a lot of that.
Based on
yeah.
the shirt texture.
Yeah, he needs carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I think the indirect sunlight part is the issue we're having here with Miami.
But just say whatever. Just say, like, you know, Michigan's. Michigan doesn't believe in being good at football.
Michigan doesn't. You just, with the bad academics at Michigan, you just can't recruit. You're only going to get dummies.
Hockey Factory, Michigan. So yeah. Focused.
Because they can't read.
I talked to a Michigan dad over the weekend whose name I will eschew. Michigan, I know I used that word wrong. Don't tell me. But who the subject of child rearing came up, and he said, you know, I've only slapped my kid one time. I said, was he fighting? Was he, you know, did he hit you first? What happened? He's like, no, we were in a history museum, and I just thought he was being really disrespectful.
These mummies,
not in front of the sarcophagi.
These mummies have come 10,000 years, and they're not here to be disrespected by you, young man. You pay their desiccated, brainless corpses.
You stop laughing at that codpiece. You don't know what the king's penis looked like. Do you, smart guy?
Stop laughing at the name King Nuts in Hand. King Nuts in Hand. He meant a lot to his people.
You know who else had his nuts in hand? Bo Schembechler.
That's right.
Hey, Ryan, you know what's almost a nut, kind of?
An acorn.
Gosh, that reminds me of saving and investing. Much like purchasing GameStop stonk. You know, once I complete my winnings from GameStop, I'm going to turn right around and invest that handsome pile in acorns.com. It is the number here is not quite as large as my number in my GameStop stock, so that'll be a nice boost. currently all I have in this world is my GameStop stock. So better hope I happen to press the button right when it's at the appropriate amount, because if not, acorns, you're going to be all I got in this world. Nevertheless, that's fine, because acorns will see me through. Acorns, very easy to save and invest. Start yourself off with a little $5 kickstart, acorns.com/fullcast, and then you just let the money trickle in. It's kind of the obvious opposite of the GameStop experience, where it's like the second-to-second roller coaster and the bare-knuckle thrill ride, where you're like, oh, thank God it's the weekend. I don't have to look at the line every 5 minutes just to make sure I haven't missed the big explosion. No, you don't have to look at acorns at all. It's a nice, steady, easy line. It's a total opposite of the stonks experience. So once we're all done with this mayhem, we can do the simple, boring thing.
Game stonk
is... Acorns is going to come down as your mighty oak tree of... Acorns is going to serve as your come down as your mighty oak tree of savings. Does what, Spencer?
Grows.
Goes up.
It goes up.
Yeah, thank you.
GameStonk is
really
like.
Eager. I thought I'd give him a shot.
Well, no, I was going to say.
Don't do
acorns,
that. Don't
acorns
do that.
Do what?
No, you're right. You're
acorns,
absolutely
no,
right.
No, I have a path here. Acorns do what? Acorns grow trees. Trees become mighty oaks. All right, mighty oaks are the thing that give you what? Eventually, they sink. They become carbon. And what does that carbon do when it's placed under enough pressure? Diamond hands. It's all part of a cycle that allows you to have the diamond hands that you need when you are living the stonk life and you are going to the moon. On the other hand, the balance that keeps you there, planting those little acorns, keeping the forest going. Right?
Game stonk is the Apollo rocket that you are strapped to, hoping beyond hope that you will reach the moon. And acorns is your loving family on Earth watching you on the TV and loving you the whole time.
Yeah. It's the tree you plant once you arrive on the moon. They say that won't work.
But how do they know? But how do they know?
They say a lot of things, boys.
Yeah, they've never tried it. So.
They had to be tempted to piss on the moon, right? That had to be an overwhelming temptation.
I don't know. Well... Buzz.
Wait. Are you telling me if you
even look
Buzz
like?
Probably. I don't think Neil is far too Midwestern for that.
Sure.
That,
right.
That
I'll take
malarkey.
I'll go behind the lander and take a shit on the moon like a grown man.
No, Neil can't show his dick that close to God.
Neil's going to take a walk for like 5 hours just so he can be sure nobody's looking.
Yeah.
Buzz, however, will Buzz will try to hit Earth.
Yeah.
And make it.
Buzz will be like, turn the camera this way. It's the Come most on. Beautiful what? Thing I've ever seen.
Watch this. I'm going to get Kentucky.
Hey, Colin. Hey, Colin.
One big.
Guess what else is in this photo?
That's one big shit for man and one real big shit for me.
One pale blue dot. One weird white thing sticking out of my suit. Being Michael Collins.
If we don't, you know, kill ourselves off as a species, somebody will be the first person to piss on the moon, right?
Yeah, somebody's like, I know Buzz Aldrin asked, hey, so what would a vacuum, what would the effect of a cold vacuum be on my junk?
But if I hold it real tight.
You would say Johnson, right?
Yeah, but
he strikes me as a Johnson man.
Let's assume I'm holding my Johnson super tight. Not like a 7-iron, mind you. Like, really death gripping the thing.
So, as I understand, you'd be fine for, like, 30 to 60 seconds.
Sure.
Okay. And I think, so, like, I'm not an astrophysicist, forgive me, but I believe liquid actually ejecting out of your body would likely help ensure the vacuum is not going in, right? The liquid would be pushing the vacuum back out. So, like, you'd be peeing the space out of your body. So, I think that perhaps you'd have, like, long-time damage.
Would you have to burp your dick like a Tupperware?
You'd probably have to get the bubble. I think you'd have to get the bubbles out, yeah. There might be some chunks in there, but some chunks of... You know, like dark matter, space is full of dark matter.
Okay.
Sure.
It's like, this, you know, the invisible stuff we can't see, but we know it's there. Well, like, what if it gets in your dick, right? This is the kind of thing you have to think about.
That is what Neil Armstrong is thinking about when he's, like, staring off. He's thinking about the dark matter in his dick.
Can I give you one perhaps cautionary tale?
No.
About pissing on the moon?
What could be more cautionary?
Hey, Spencer.
What good is a cautionary tale to this bunch?
NASA didn't listen to the cautionary tales that said don't fucking light a giant thing of gas on fire and go to the moon.
So the temperature on the moon is 260 degrees Fahrenheit in direct sunlight.
Is that good?
We'll turn.
Why do you think they train in Florida, asshole?
Fuck, nobody's saying, like, go to Houston in July and pee on the side of the highway.
So you know what you just did? You just put the idea in Buzz's head. Now he's not going to try to pee on the moon or the earth. That man's going to try to pee out the sun.
He's never going to put it out.
You're fine.
He's just sitting there with this junk in front of a toaster oven going, iron dick training. Gonna do it.
Buzz is staring at the sun like, what are you looking at, shiny?
Diamond hands.
So you could survive like 60 seconds of part of your body exposed to space. I do not think that applies if your organs are bared in front of the naked sun. Do not, if you try that, I am not accountable for what happens to you.
Just this once, I'm on Neil's side.
It got superpowers when I exposed it.
Don't show your dick that close to God. I'm reminded specifically of the part of the nature documentary Deep Blue Sea, where Saffron Burroughs goes, as a side effect, the sharks got smarter.
Tom Hanks, if you're listening to this show, please let us know if you think astronauts can piss on the moon.
I feel
you know. Where do they go, right? They go to the dark side of the moon, we lose contact. Who knows what they did over there?
That's
Who knows
right.
what they got up to?
That's Tom right.
Hanks. Oh, was back Tom there Hanks. For 45 minutes.
Yeah, those fellows, they shat on the moon. Prove they didn't. You can't.
Just hung my butt out. Did it.
Did it as we were landing. That's how bad I had to go.
That's my
This is still better than your idea of diarrhea in the ocean.
Ryan.
That wasn't my idea.
Yes, it was.
That was Spencer's
You're
idea.
You're the one that said the continental shelf holds all our poop.
No, Spencer.
That's on you.
No,
but
you
Spencer was the one that said Spencer was the one that said it was fine to shit in the ocean.
By your own admission, you don't remember anything you say on this show.
That doesn't mean you can use it against me and turn Spencer's words into mine.
I mean, it seems like it does.
Fuck.
You've really exposed yourself as if you were trying to shit on the moon here.
I want to be clear. I know this is a trick to get me to listen to the show, and I won't do it.
Smart.
This is like the only thing I love more than this is the Soviets like lunar expedition where the guy would have had to have gotten out of his capsule to get into the lunar module while it was in orbit, right? Just like,
yeah,
like he would have had to
Mission Impossible that shit,
right? That to me would be the best possible like moment to attempt to crap on the moon. Right? Because no, you're already
trench,
out of there.
Trench and analysis.
You're just like, here, I'm just going to drop it, and I'm going to watch my poop hit the moon at a speed of like 5,000 miles an hour. What an inspiring moment
yeah,
for the Soviet
people. Yeah, why do you
think
they sent monkeys first?
Yeah.
So we could practice the important shit.
Also, remember, that mission was supposed to be solo. One guy going to the moon so he could be by himself, which is perfect because who's going to stop him, right? They'd be like... Hey,
this is why all the astronauts were fathers, right? Because nobody else is going to understand this.
Dmitry, what are you doing? No one can stop me. Not one man in Soviet Union can stop me from pooping on moon. The promo code Fullcast for Acorns, by the way.
Sorry, yeah.
Acorns.com/Fullcast.
Fullcast. You get your $5 deposit. The plans, I'm on the family plan. It's doing great. Got two little tycoons coming and they don't even know it. Just inching along. Then when we put that GameStonk money in there, bam, bam, it's going to be something real special happening.
And then you got to worry about them being too entitled.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. They didn't need money for that. Give my kids a dollar. Give my kids a dollar and they're already too entitled.
So technically everything we just said is part of an ad read, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Acorns, welcome to the Fullcast family. We'd love to tell you it's not always like this, but... we don't tell lies on this show.
Not one.
I mean, poop is excellent fertilizer.
Connor and Homefield, that wasn't a Homefield read. It could have been you, and it wasn't.
This time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So let's close this thing down tonight with a little game. Speaking of, you know, the people who come to the show for financial advice, and they long have. They have long trusted us as far as, you know, investing in their retirement, telling them which clothes to buy, you know, which socks to wear. Assorted other things like that. With GameStonk in the news and with everyone turning to the dumbest people on the internet to ask for advice in what to invest in next. This is my favorite thing about Wall Street Bets. Everyone shows up like, all right, you geniuses, what's the next moneymaker? It's like, no. All we do is post how terrible we are at investing, and we caught this one insane gambit. But let us not lose heart. It is still, there will be another GameStop. Just you wait and see. I think the key is not, you know, you can look at, oh, there was the short float percentage and all that stuff. That No. The key is GameStop was a mall company. That is the key. The Great American Mall will come back. It will be back. Don't give up in the mall. Think of the AM radio guy in Hot Rod. That's you with your mall tattoo. So here's the game. Here's how it's going to work. We are going to each draft a handful of mall stocks, and then we will circle back at the end of the off season when college football begins to see who has gained the most percentage wise. All right. I do not have a draft order, so whoever wants to go first, feel free to go first.
Me. I'm going first.
Look at that.
Because I know we're all looking right now, don't forget that Cabela's was sold to Bass Pro Shops, which is a privately traded company.
Okay.
Because I know that what you're thinking, which is a lot of Cabela's are attached to malls.
Yeah.
My first stock pick is going to be Bath & Body Works, which I believe is owned by L Brands, which is the same company that has Victoria's Secret. But Bath & Body Works, if we're counting from now to the end of the year, sells three categories of item that I would say are particularly important during these uncertain times. They sell hand sanitizer, they sell lotion for your cracked ass hands, and they sell candles.
Candles!
Candle gang.
We are all journaling and candling our way through this.
All right,
who's next?
Good. Spencer, why don't you go next?
Oh, easy pick here, baby. We're going Tanger Outlets. Tanger Outlet.
Smart.
You can't buy a mall. You can't an actual
mall. Oh, here we go. We have a dispute.
No.
All right.
Hartzell.
All right. So there's a two votes each. Hartzell, you have to cast the vote. All right. Does buying literal outlet malls count as a mall stock?
Yes, it does.
Fuck.
Woo.
Fuck.
Hartzell, the chaos
agent. I have to be honest. Tanger was on my list as well. So
okay. Shit. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So that's stock code SKT. Go ahead, lock that in. I'm getting Tanger outlets.
All right, Ryan.
Because you know what? As long as there are people who are driving and who go, hey, I'm just going to pull off and buy four pairs of khakis.
Yes.
Tanger Outlets is just going to keep cashing in, man. As long as there are people who are like,
let's go see if they got any $7 shoes.
Have I ever told y'all about hosting a bunch of Georgia fans in Los Angeles who were coming out for a bowl game, and I asked them where they were staying, and they all said Commerce, and I was like, well, that's weird, because Commerce is like way inland from the beach. It's a little bit south of town, but you know what's in Commerce?
Outlet mall. The closest
outlet mall to Metro LA.
As long as the SEC is still around, Tanger Outlets is going to be banking it.
And it's called the Citadel Outlets, so you know they felt right at home, because that's their favorite cupcake walk anyway.
All right, it's good.
Anyway, carry on.
Must buy stock code, I regret this already, BBW. Build a bear workshop.
Wow.
They're really these stock kids... code BBW.
Ryan's BBW episode, everybody.
Ryan says, buy, double down on BBW.
We got it covered from both ends between the Ren Faire and this.
Grab it with both hands.
Diamond hands on BBW,
diamond
baby.
Hands on the BBW,
squeeze
baby.
The empty skins.
BBW tendies to the moon. And what a moon.
Build-A-Bear Workshop. Listen, these kids have been miserable in quarantine. Their parents don't know how to make it better. How are they going to try? By building a fucking bear.
That's right.
That's good. Wow, that's quite
Jason,
an argument.
Jason, what you got?
That's Jim Cramer-esque right there. Number one on my board is Chipotle. Been a stock monster for a long time. They have like a lot of stocks you're looking at, like, how are they going to come out of pandemic? Chipotle had barreled through the pandemic.
They're the cockroach of restaurants.
That's the only risk, all right? So digital's going great. Roadside ordering, they're testing out. Got new menu items. The cauliflower rice is I'm eating vegetables. Curbside pickup. What did I say?
I assumed you were talking.
I'm going to talk to the board now that I'm on the board at Chipotle. I'm going to tell about, like, you can just drive past and scream what
all
you
right.
want. And
here's what happens. Vin Diesel shoots a harpoon into your car.
Selling water bottles at the intersection over by the grocery store are now just going to be hawking burritos. Which, they're entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the squeegee kid comes out with some guac. And who wouldn't like that? My only worry is you're gonna have a little bit of a risk of some light seasonal salmonella. There might be a flare up of salmonella. Sure, you know, every now and then there's just a little bit of spark of some salmonella. That's fine. Just weather it, get through it. Chipotle line go up. Let's
scared,
go. Snake
scared
order.
Money don't make money. Yeah.
Scared of salmonella money don't make.
Jason,
don't
we get a circuit time.
Yes, please. With my next, I'm gonna go with Kohl's. Motherfucking Kohl's.
Oh man, talk about buying four pairs of khakis.
That's good.
I have one department store that is still whooping ass. Partnership with
peace,
Amazon.
Belk.
Yeah, that is the thing. The Velk is vanquished. Kohl's, not only can Kohl's, they can move in on Belk's Corners. Everything else in the mall is clearing out. Kohl's can expand. Like, Kohl's is positioned to dominate the mall now. They aren't just surviving. They are ready to Kohl's to the moon. Here we go. Next up, Ryan again.
Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
Ooh, lock it in.
Bold.
Because you know what? People are going to get out of quarantine, and they're no like I get what you're
they're
saying.
Do some real stupid shit.
People are going to want to do some damage, and you know where you do that? Cheesecake Factory, baby. They're going to get that stimmy check. They're going to get
I got one game stonk worth of winnings burning a hole in my pocket on the way to Cheesecake Factory.
Taco Bell for this exact same reason.
People are going to go, once it gets to the relevant sort of age group, people are going to go straight from their second Moderna shot straight to Cheesecake Factory with their stimmy money in hand.
No, you're so right.
Cut out the middleman. Put it on the menu. You got
probably
room.
Probably is
put
on the menu.
Put the vaccine on page 58. Give Ooh, me a whole. Give me 3 pages of vaccine.
Oh, they got Snickers vaccine. That sounds good.
Yeah, let's put it in my arm.
Cheesecake vaccine. It says New York style.
Got that Thai salad vaccine.
It's good for me because there is oranges.
Listen,
on it.
You laugh, but if we put out a lemon pepper vaccine,
oh shit!
Right,
right. Yeah, Cheesecake Factory had like a little bit of a down week because it's not GameStonk, but has done well in the last 6 months. So I think Cheesecake line go up.
All right,
that's the spirit, Spencer.
I am going to go ahead and pick a company that's going to win on both sides of the market. Leisure Casual ended up being everyone's default quarantine uniform. And with gyms closed and home workouts still being a struggle, everybody's going to be buying out on the Shit. Other side because everybody's fat and out of shape. Y'all, I'm loading up on Lululemon. Let's do this.
God damn it. You're clearing out my whole board. They were... Next on my board.
Spencer is how I learned that Lululemon makes clothes for dudes, including somehow clothes that fit Spencer.
That's impossible.
Oh, yeah.
They make way bigger.
They are planning
than
to double their sales in men's garments this year. So there's going to be dudes in Lululemon all over.
We read the prospectus. And also, by the way, your ass, fat or skinny, it'll still fit into that same pair of Lululemon shorts. Load up, y'all.
The Lululemon.
Yeah, the Lululemon is coming.
Lululemon.
Lululemon.
24 hours of Lululemon?
Lululemon.
Holly, I believe you have the next 2 picks.
All right. I am going with, and I think I might accidentally Riverside Spencer here. I'm going with Ulta, which is has taken a beating recently as businesses like brow threading and hairstyling have obviously taken a hit during the COVID lockdowns. However, Ulta is like your moderately mid-ranged, bath and skincare and makeup product store that is starting to import more and more luxury brands. And if you're anything like me, and if you're on the Discord with us over at Moon Crew, we got a skincare Discord going where we talk all about it. Ulta is starting to add more and more luxury brands, more Japanese beauty brands, more Korean beauty brands. And I'm kind of betting on the idea of everyone wanting to pretend that they don't have pores again when we're finally able to get outside. My third and final pick is Vitamin Shoppe.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because we have been inside without the sun, and we're going to need to swallow some pills rather than see the sun again. I think vitamin stock is only treated on NASDAQ. Shit, can I still use it?
No, that counts. That's fine. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. A stonk. Right, cool. That's a stonk. All stonks all right. Pay.
I didn't know if we were being such cosmopolitans as to confine ourselves to the New York Stock Exchange only.
Give me, Spencer, throw me a Nikkei only stock here. Really get weird with it.
I can't, but I can get a little weird because I have to pick a parent company in order to pick the store I want in the mall. Because I have to tell you that I'm putting Newell Brands, traded on the NASDAQ and on the NYSE. We need Newell Brands. Because
are we starting these counts tomorrow, by the way?
Yeah.
On Monday? Okay.
And I need Newell Brands, and I need it for this reason. Newell Brands owns a bunch of things like Exacto, and they own a bunch of like stationery stuff. But one brand they own that I think is key and is evergreen and bulletproof, much to my personal chagrin, they own Yankee Candle. And if I know one thing that Americans love, it's huge, shitty candles.
Just piggybacking off my Bath and Body Works idea.
Enormous, shitty candles. I think people are going to be buying a lot of huge, shitty candles. So I'm going to go ahead and put Newell Brands in there.
I think we're just ahead of the game for Candlemas, which is on Tuesday.
Okay, my last pick. I'm not going to go with Samsonite. I thought about going with Samsonite. I'm not going to, because if you're going to go to Cheesecake Factory,
out by like internet luggage brands anyway, aren't they?
There's a little bit of that, yeah. But you know who isn't? Signet Jewelers Limited, the company that owns and operates Zales, Jared, and K Jewelers. Because what are you going to do when you go fucking ball out at the Cheesecake Factory? You are going to propose. So that's what I'm picking for my third pick. Mall Jeweler Titan, Signet Jewelers.
All right. I will close it down with a similar. I think we'll have at least three in a row that are multi-brand conglomerates. I'm going with Essilor Luxottica.
What is that? I know what this
is. Well, this is the eyeglasses monopoly that owns LensCrafters, Ray-Ban, Oakley,
Sunglass Hut.
Yes, it owns all of it. Their stock trend is hilarious. For the last 4 years, it has been higher in August than in January. It goes up. Like, you would think, people would think, oh, I'll just buy this stock and just ride it for several years. No. People think, I had to buy sunglasses today. I'm going to buy some sunglass stock. The stock goes up in the summer like it's a fucking winter coat on sale. Like,
sun
so
go up.
Sun go up, line go up.
Okay. I got to tell you, there was one thing I was looking for that I didn't find in my search for stocks to draft that I was very disappointed in. There's really no, like, settled national brand for that one store that sells, like, rain sticks and swords and weird little fountains.
Oh, sure.
Like, it feels very weird to be celebrating mall culture on this show and not have a purveyor of swords.
Mm-hmm.
If you know of a national chain selling swords,
Marshall's,
please contact me. Or
Marshall's probably has swords.
Cole, or just send pictures of the swords to Stephen Godfrey.
Actually, yeah, Cole, you could not probably get a sword.
Hot Topic never selling swords. Y'all are such, you know,
you're
such
I
posers,
gave a
man.
Big, long think to Hot Topic because the 90s are back, right?
My favorite.
Yeah. Wallet chains cannot be that
my
far
favorite
from coming back.
Hot Topic, they went public a few years ago, and then they just said, nah, we're done with that. In like 2013, nah, just stop looking at us. Yep. We don't. There doesn't need to be Hot Topic stock.
The store that I really wanted to purchase but could not because they are French is Sephora, because I thought Sephora.
They're privately held, right?
Privately held, and they are traded only on the Parisian exchange.
Sephora Sephora also partnership with Kohl's again. Excellent second round pick by me.
Sephora. I feel like Ulta's going to be the better pick there than Sephora because. I had that same impulse myself, but Sephora has had some real bad PR recently in terms of the kind of people they chase around the store and the kind of people they don't chase around the store.
Mm-hmm.
And also they're kind of getting snaked by Ulta, which is in lower rent malls, but as I said, is starting to lay in more luxury brands.
And then if they branch into swords, game over.
If Sephora branched into swords, I would never fucking shop anywhere else. Sword cool it on the racism and get some swords. Thank you, Sephora.
I'm going to work
Sword,
on this.
Swordfora? We'll workshop it.
Okay. Sword Glass Hut.
So what if it was like Sif...
Yeah.
Cheese Sword Factory.
There we go.
Go
Bath
backers.
And Body Swords. Build a sword.
Oh, fuck. If Build-A-Bear added swords casually to the... Oh, man, I'd crush all
of
y'all.
Oh, listen to how excited Ryan is over the idea of BBWs with swords.
I mean...
And we're back to the Ren Faire.
I mean,
good night, everybody.
Same.